Episode 1295, Make Loving You Easy.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Relationship Builders Day. It's Saturday. And are you ready to get it on? You got to make loving you easy. We're diving deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you playing hard to get? Do you remember those days trying to get the attention that you felt like you deserved by the man you wanted the attention from? Well, be careful not to play it too long. Make loving you easy. Loving you shouldn't feel like a chore, but be careful. It's easy to continue the hard to get game, even years after years of marriage. And over time, that can push away your spouse and put a wedge in your marriage. Think about it. There are enough times in life that will become a wedge. Finances, children, oh my goodness, buying a house, selling a car, you name it. There's going to be so many different wedges and opportunities to have them become wedges. You do not need you and you playing this hard to get game become a wedge. So why drum up more drama than necessary? But understand, it happens way too often. Marriages end due to the fact that one spouse can't please another. Did you hear that? Seriously, listen to that again. Marriages end due to the fact that one spouse can't please another. They don't feel like they can own up to anything in what they feel like they're giving their all. You can call it excuses of perfectionism, my way or the highway attitude, or simply, you should already get me and know me by now. Come on, seriously, how long have we been married? All of these things we have thought about ourselves. Come on, be honest and raw, real, authentic with who you are and where you are in your marriage. You've had these thoughts. Maybe you've got a birthday coming around the corner and your husband asks, what do you want for your birthday? And you roll your eyes, maybe not where everybody else can see, but you know you just did it because your eyes were shut. And you're like, seriously, how long have we been dating? How long have we been married? And you don't know what to get me and you want me to tell you, but you know I love surprises. Get real, man. Where are you falling short? Do you see the problem here? There is a problem, and it's a very tragic problem when it comes to marriages and growing deeper together. So what have you thought about recently? Where are you wondering about saying, gosh, maybe he really doesn't know how to love me. Maybe I need to let that go. Or no, maybe he should know how to love me and I shouldn't let it go. So I'm going to play hard to get. Sometimes we think that our spouse should know us like the back of his hand, but how much does he really know about the back of his hand? I mean, come on, get real. I mean, seriously, ask them. They probably don't even know they have a freckle there, but you've known it for years. Just look, I promise you, you will find something new that he didn't know about himself. They just don't. They don't know what's on the back of their hand. Yet, our expectations from a wife's perspective is, come on, don't you know me by now? What are you doing? Personal details are not paid as much attention to like we see them. They're not. And especially as women, our details and what we see when it comes to how we kind of see the world as a whole, we're nurturers. We're going to see more well-roundedness. Now, yes, there are exceptions to everything. And are there men out there that could sit there and run, you know, circles around us women? Of course there are. And they may be very attentive to detail. They may be very attentive to detail when it comes to their job. But maybe in their home life, they're not. Or it's what matters to them. Let me give you an example. My husband is very much one who likes things neat and tidy. Now, for some, that can drive people crazy. For me, it doesn't drive me crazy. It's just that with five children, when they were younger, I mean, seriously, I cannot keep every block, every toy car, and every Lego picked up off the floor. But that's what he would expect when he would come home. Now, some of those things, yeah, he had to learn and adjust to because I couldn't do everything that he wanted. But the one thing he really does like is this clean smell. You know, if I could have the house smelling like a surgical room all the time, he would love it. That's just something that to him smells clean. If I had that. So Better Homes and Garden better get on the candle making process and give me that kind of a smell. So all I have to do is light a candle and it'll be like, oh, and everything will be fine. Okay, that's just an example, right? We all have our little things in our lives, but that doesn't mean that they are attentive to us as a person. He may be attentive to the house as a whole, but when it comes to me, maybe he doesn't see all those little itty bitty details. Maybe in some things he does and some things he doesn't. What is it with you in your marriage right now? Now, I understand the argument. I completely do that you're saying, well, we've done life together. He should know me by now. You know what? You are discovering life together. You are on a journey. There is no destination. I pray your destination is heaven. But I also pray that it doesn't come today, right? We have to be real. And you want to be able to spend time loving quality time together. So make loving you easy. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Make loving you easy. How do you do that? Because it seems so difficult. And maybe you're saying, well, I don't think I'm that difficult. I agree. I'm not that difficult. But if you ask my husband, I am so difficult. Even when we were getting ready to leave for vacation to come down to Florida. What did he say? Twice he told me, I just can't do anything right. Nothing will please you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously. Loving you doesn't mean that it is the sexual intimacy part. It's also the day-to-day interactions, the tone of voice, the words. It's the whole package. So we've got to make loving you easy. What does that look like? I'm going to break it down to you. Three steps. Number one, don't nitpick. This adds to the I can't do anything right scenario. Your spouse will feel like he can never please you. Nothing will ever be good enough for you. You don't want to do that because that is a battle you will never win. You don't want to make your spouse feel like he can never please you or that she can never please you. It goes to both sides. So don't nitpick. And when you don't nitpick, it goes to number two, receive with gratitude. Whatever your spouse is trying to do for you, show gratitude in your words and actions. Don't sit there and say, well, why didn't you do it this way? Seriously, that just came out of your mouth? Be grateful that he tried to do the laundry. Yeah, maybe a few things turned the color pink. It's okay. You're going to want an excuse to buy something new anyway. Now you have one. But don't sit there and say, I can't believe you did that. Receive with gratitude. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for doing this for me. The next time, if you would just ask me, I would love to tell you what would work right in this load of laundry. Or maybe it was just a particular shirt that didn't work right. Maybe it was shrunk and it, you know, wasn't supposed to be washed. Whatever it is, but receive with gratitude. We can't sit down and just kind of barrel them over the head with a hammer all the time saying, you don't know what you're doing. That's not going to get you anywhere. Receive with gratitude. And finally, number three, share your heart. Think back to dating. You made it easy to fall in love with you. You weren't so picky and set in your ways. I know you're thinking, but I was. I was all this stuff, yes, but you were what? There was flexibility. you were much more forgiving and forgiving. Did you hear that? The forgiving as one word and the forgiving as two words. They play off of each other. And it's very, very important that we understand that. Share your heart. It's about what? Giving. Forgiving. When you are trying to win someone's heart, you have to be willing to give them your heart. Are you willing to do that? 100%. Most of us, we don't give 100%. Why? Because we've been hurt in the past. Whether it's from a previous relationship, or maybe it's just being guarded because of how you see relationships in your life, experiences. Growing up, maybe your mom and dad got a divorce, or maybe you had a grandma or grandpa or an aunt or uncle or a good friend's parents. And you just saw things that you're like, I can't give all of it because if I do, then I'm going to really, really hurt. But you can't reap the benefits if you're not willing to give your heart. And that means no strings attached, no conditions, no privacy policy. You know those whole things when you turn on your computer and you go to the websites and they say terms and conditions and privacy policy and all this stuff? No, you're willing to give someone your whole heart. Make loving you easy. Stop the dreadful fights just because you want to be right. Is it really worth it? Ask yourself that question today. You sitting here trying to, you know, go head to head with your spouse. Is it really worth it? Is it okay if he wins the battle? Is it okay that maybe you don't get everything that you want all the time, but there's this something that can't pull you all apart because you've given 100% of your heart? Where are you in your marriage today? How are you building your foundation to deepen it, to grow it? You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards, because if you're stagnant, you're dead. And today you're breathing, so you're not dead. So what do you choose today when it comes to your marriage? Are you choosing to move forward? If so, then make loving you easy. If you want help with this, if you're like, I don't know, I'm stuck. Maybe it's my language. Maybe it's my body, my posture. It's amazing what posture can do in a relationship. Body language, very, very critical. Whatever it is for you, if you want to have a specific discussion in regards to your situation, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me, 100% complimentary. You want to get to make loving you easy? Then click on that link today, and that will begin our conversation. I know you are one who loves your spouse. You are committed, but I'm asking you now to take your commitment to the next level. Be attentive to your spouse and how he desires to love you. If you want something different, then share those thoughts lovingly. If you're not getting what you want out of life and out of your relationship, then you need to be communicating that. And that's hard to do, but you can do it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're deepening your marriage. You can do it. But one way is to make loving you easy. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.